A roundup of Feast Week holiday tournaments, plus a coaching icon hits a milestone. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WISPSports.net Minute brought to you by SportEngine.com. More high school sports news after this. WISPSports.net is honored to serve as your go-to source for high school sports coverage in Wisconsin. We couldn't do it without being powered by Sport Engine. Sport Engine provides us with a world-class website, allowing us to keep our focus on bringing you the best and most complete news, analysis, stats, and information on your favorite teams and players. Leagues, clubs, teams, and schools across Wisconsin are already using Sport Engine for their sports technology, and we recommend you do as well. Check them out at SportEngine.com. The Thanksgiving weekend has become one of the best times of the year for high school hoops fans, as many teams around the state participate in tournaments, classics, or showcases. On the girls' side, one of the best in-season events of the entire season is the Brookfield Central Thanksgiving Shootout. A total of 36 teams competed in 24 games over 2 days, including a pair of defending state champions, several other state qualifiers from a year ago, and 14 squads that entered the season ranked in the top 10 of their division on WISPSports.net. Pulaski got 18 points, 4 rebounds, 3 assists, and 2 blocks from Jay Dowell as they took down defending Division I champion Divine Savior Holy Angels 65-59 on Saturday. Bayport scored an impressive 58-39 victory against Beaver Dam behind a double-double by Maddie Ray. Janesville Craig was a 48-38 winner over Oak Creek behind a game-high 27 points from Ann Schumacher. In boys' hoops action, Pewaukee's Redmond Wallace had 25 points as the Pirates took down Division II preseason number 3 team Milwaukee Washington 81-79 at the Fresh Coast Classic on the campus of UW-Milwaukee. Barneville's Jim Meyer scored his 700th career win on Saturday as Barneville beat Fenimore 69-47. It was his first as a boys' coach after 699 victories and 6 state titles as the school's girls' coach. This has been a WISPSports.net Minute. Check us out online at WISPSports.net.